From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In California today, President Bush met for the first time with Governor-elect and fellow Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. The meeting was private, but later the incoming governor introduced the president at a speech in San Bernardino, east of Los Angeles.
After speaking with the president this morning at great length about the problems of California, I can tell you one thing, that there is no greater ally that this Golden State has in Washington than our president, my dear friend, President George W. Bush.
President Bush spoke of what he and the new governor have in common.
We both married well. Some accuse us both of not being able to speak the language. We both have big biceps. Well, two out of three isn't bad. We both love our country.
NPR's Ina Jaffe was in San Bernardino, and she joins us now. Ina, these two may be the most well-known Republicans in the country. What's their relationship like?
Well, the relationship actually just started this morning. President Bush kept his distance during the recall campaign. And yesterday, White House spokesman Scott McClellan called today's meeting a courtesy call. But to Arnold Schwarzenegger, it was really more than that. In a news conference he had after the president's address, he said the meeting was terrific, and the two men shared a few laughs and discussed the job climate and the California economy and education. But Schwarzenegger said he didn't ask for anything specific from the president. The meeting, according to him, was just about building a relationship and building trust.
What do these two want from each other?
Arnold Schwarzenegger wants money for California. He said all during the campaign that he planned on asking President Bush for a lot of favors. So he's hoping the Bush administration can do something to help the state in terms of its economy and in terms of its budget shortfall, which could be between $8 and $14 billion next year. As for President Bush, he wants votes when he runs for re-election. He lost California by nearly 12 percentage points last time around. But Republicans have been tantalized by the fact that more than 60% of the votes cast in the recall election went to Republican candidates, most, of course, to Arnold Schwarzenegger and some to another Republican state senator, Tom McClintock. So they're hoping that President Bush can be competitive next year in what's considered a predominantly Democratic state.
Well, given that they both want something in this relationship, can either of them deliver?
Well, President Bush obviously isn't going to just write California a nice big check to take care of its budget problem. Almost every other state's had budget problems in the past year, too, and the federal government's running a big deficit. But there are some things that the federal government could do that would help California. For example, restoring funds to reimburse states for dealing with illegal immigrants who commit crimes, or finding a way to throw some contracts for homeland security projects to California companies. It's harder to see how much Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be able to help the president, though. Schwarzenegger is more liberal than President Bush on social issues and on the environment. So the independents and the moderate Democrats who supported Schwarzenegger might be reluctant to do the same thing for President Bush. Also, remember that when Arnold Schwarzenegger was running for governor, he said that Gray Davis should be thrown out of office because he turned a big budget surplus into an even bigger deficit. And that's the same charge that President Bush's critics make about him.
Ina, there is, I imagine, that the national GOP was watching this union quite closely. What do they make of this situation? Is this a coup or is this quite a quandary for them?
I think it's both in different ways. Certainly it's a coup. This is the most populous state in the nation. It's the sixth largest economy in the world, or the fifth, depending on whose figures you follow. And the Republican Party was really kind of moribund in the state of California. They didn't take a single statewide office in the last election. So this is a big coup for them, but it does have its risks.
NPR's Ina Jaffe speaking to us about Governor-elect Schwarzenegger's meeting today with President Bush. Ina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.